Welcome to Perek Tes on Megillas Esther. We have a very long Perek Tes and a very short Perek Yud. Perek Tes is talking about what happened and then how the Chag, how the Yom Tov was legislated. In fact, the word Yom Tov comes from here. It's the time in Tanakh the word Yom Tov is mentioned. The people, Jewish people, killed many of the enemies and the 10 sons of Haman. Esther then requests an extra day for the Jews of Shushan to kill their enemies, and his Haman and his 10 sons are hanged. They don't touch the spoils. This is the first Purim, and for those who lived outside of Shushan, if you remember, they fought on the 13th, and they ate, they feasted, they celebrated on the 14th. Those who lived in Shushan, they fought on the 13th and 14th, and fasted on the 15th. It's one of the rare festivals that different places celebrate on different days. That is unity, the truth is. Unity doesn't mean everyone doing the same thing at the same time. Unity means realizing your qualities and going for the same goal, but adapting it towards your qualities and what you need for you. That's real unity, not unity of action, but unity of purpose. We're told that it's for this reason until the very day, Purim on the 15th. Purim is kept in walled cities on the 15th and other cities on the 14th. Mordechai writes the Megillah with these events. He sends out letters fixing Purim. There's an important piece of Brisker Rav who talks about whether the mitzvah initially of reading the Megillah was Pirsumei Nissa, then it became more than that, became part of the Yom Tov. Either way, Mordechai next year succeeds in creating a new festival. There's Mishloach Manos, there's Megillas Esther, there's feasting. And the next year, they remind them to keep Purim as a fixed festival. That is Perek Tes of Megillas Esther.